You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome in. My name is Tim Brown. I'm an editor here at the Oregonian and OregonLive.com. I traffic in everything from commerce reporting, sports, entertainment, television, and now sports betting. Joining me today on this here Oregonian sports feed is my best friend for life, Heavy J, a mid-Willamette Valley legend. John Holland, welcome in, buddy.
Hey, Tim. I am absolutely honored to be here with you.
Well, thank you for dressing up for the occasion, John. I'm appreciating having you here. So I wanted to get this going. We're going to have this be a regular feature for the Oregonian sports podcast feed, where we're going to talk a little bit about sports betting. Today, just one day before we have the Super Bowl kicking off, I thought that I would get in touch with you because you've been on a heater lately. And heading into the Super Bowl matchup, I'm hoping you can help me win some money, but also have some fun watching the game, have some side bets to enjoy and root for while you're also rooting for just a good game to happen between Kansas City and San Francisco. So starting that off, what have you been betting on lately that you've been hitting so well on? I saw that bonus bet the other day on some Premier League or French League One soccer. What, I mean, you seem to be in everything right now.
That was a real mixed bag. I have been doing really well on European soccer lately. And
it doesn't seem to matter which. Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter which league for you.
Well, you know, primarily Serie A, League One, and EPL. But I've changed up the way I do it. I've changed up the way I place bets on those games now. I've been doing focusing more on looking at like double chance in tight games.
So like the win or tie or like
win or tie,
something to that effect. Yeah.
Yes. And then first goal is what I hit big on the other day. And I've kind of carried that over to a few. Now this morning, it's a little bit different story,
but well, we can't win them all, buddy.
We can't win them all, but leading up to it and some NBA props, just real simple NBA props.
Okay.
That have been paying off pretty well for
moving me. On, let's get to right now the Super Bowl. San Francisco 49ers are playing Kansas City in Las Vegas, the Taylor Swift Bowl, the Swifty Bowl. Are you excited about this matchup? Is this what you had anticipated or hoped for? I'm just curious if that's what like you were rooting for. Because I got to be honest, I'm excited for the game. I think it's a good matchup, but I'm a little bummed we're not seeing either the Ravens or the Lions in this one.
Yeah. You know, I really wanted Detroit to go. I just thought Detroit being in the Super Bowl would be great. Like the Dan Campbell effect, obviously, would be a lot of fun. Like in the week leading up to it, I haven't been paying a lot of attention to like the build up, like press stuff to this. I feel like if Dan Campbell was there, I would have paid more attention to it.
Yeah,
but that Lions team, yeah, just a good story. You know, that would have been a really good story. But being a former Browns fan, I still carried over my hate for Baltimore. So I
get it.
You know, I didn't really want them to make it. Kansas City, I'm indifferent. I'm tired of seeing them, but they're good. It'll be fun.
They're inevitable. It feels like they're inevitable. I mean, I did not have them making it last year, and they just seem to make it. This year, I would thought there was no chance, and they just every week just made it happen. It's kind of crazy. And I think that leads us to exactly what we're going to do here today. I want you to tell me, like, we're each going to pick a side because both of us, when we talked about this on the phone, we're split about which team is going to win this game. So betting straight up, who do you think is going to take the home the win?
I want the 49ers to win. That's who I'm betting on.
Okay.
I like that squad. They're super talented. They're a lot of fun to watch. They have a lot of like game breaker type guys. I think that's going to be the difference.
From your perspective, why do you think they're going to beat Kansas City?
Well, I don't want to get too far in the weeds on it, but I've been looking at this a little bit.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going with. I think that San Francisco is going to be able to run the ball all over Kansas City. And Kansas City's defense has peaked at like the absolute right time. But you got to remember how, I don't want to say terrible, but they weren't playing well at the beginning of the season. I think they have some real weaknesses to exploit there. And I think with McCaffrey, with Debo, guys that are just difference makers, like they can kind of do everything. And that's why, I mean, I think they're going to have big games. I think they're going to run the ball all over them. And I think that the Chiefs' offensive line in their weakened state right now is probably going to get chewed up by the 49ers defensive front. That's just what I've been looking at.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're not really as worried about them doing the same thing they did against Baltimore, which seemed like a team that once they got their moment, couldn't really get over the hump there against an experienced Chiefs team. But that being said, I don't know. You're not afraid of, like, it just seems like you just said, Kansas City is kind of peaking at the right time, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe early in the season they weren't doing that, but right now they are. Like, defensively, I think it's hard to say they're not playing to their, like, potential. And with the way Purdy has been playing, especially early in games, I feel like, you know, they'll have a chance to do their thing to keep this game close. But as somebody who's going to bet on Kansas City, I got to say, I'm afraid of that defensive line, too. I just don't know. I mean, in that last game against the Lions, the effort just didn't seem to be there in the first half. But as they went along, Lions made mistakes, you know, and they just seemed to capitalize on them at the right time. Mm-hmm. And that's what football just kind of comes down to at times, right? Is just like, you have these guys who are rated and have an ability that's at a certain level. Eventually, over the course of the game, you feel like it's going to play out. The Lions were up huge in that game against San Francisco. And then all of a sudden, bang, 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 just dominoes start falling and they fall apart. San Francisco wins that game. So it's hard to bet against them, you know, but I got to tell you, I'll give you my case right now. I'm taking Kansas City only because years ago when these teams played in the Super Bowl, I bet on Kansas City to beat San Francisco and that Jimmy Garoppolo led team. I'm pretty sure San Francisco was favored in that game as well. And Patrick Holmes, just as we said, was inevitable. He just came through right when you needed him to come through and took that game, just punched their hearts right out. So I think when you bet on Kansas City, you're betting on Mahomes. And the things that kind of concern me are like, hey, is there too much focus on Kelce? Do they take away that weapon? And then can the guys who have been a question mark all year step up? So Rashee Rice, you know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, can those types like come through when you need them to most? Pacheco. You know what I mean? Like who knows? So we're going to see how that all rolls out. So speaking of which, just thinking of like narratives and what you think is going to happen this game and relating it to a betting perspective, what are some of the proposal bets, the prop bets that you've looked at for this game? Like, what do you think is going to happen and who are you betting on to have big games tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, I don't doubt that Kansas City is going to absolutely just do their thing. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to throw the ball. They're going to score. They're going to put up big yards. Like, I don't doubt that for a minute. My betting profile for this game is what I kind of described earlier with the 49ers defense and the run game and stuff like that. But, you know, there's still plenty of opportunity and plenty of chances for Kansas City to put up big numbers. And I've bet on some of that too. Something I found that I really liked that was really like really high odds. I have to grab my phone here and check it out.
That's
so
okay. Yeah, tell me what you got.
They have a number of different props here that are most passing yards, most receiving yards, most rushing yards, right?
Okay.
So I don't doubt for a minute. Now, I think San Francisco is going to win. I don't doubt for a minute that Mahomes is going to lead the game in passing. And okay. So I picked that. I've taken Mahomes for passing yards, Rice for receiving yards, and McCaffrey for rushing yards to lead the game. That's plus 900.
Oh, and that's good. So you've got all those three guys have to hit and be the leaders.
They all have to lead in their respective categories.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So I like that one. Other prop bets I have that I looked at, and this one's a little bit, it like, you know, I think Kelsey's obviously they're going to throw to Kelsey a lot. There's some props on if he can get 11 plus receptions that are, it's plus 550. I don't see that being out of the realm of possibility at all.
Yeah. I mean, he's done it, I think, at least once this postseason.
Yeah. As far as the 49ers go, McCaffrey at 130 plus receiving and rushing yards combined, paired with Debo Samuel with 95 reception yards and rushing yards combined, plus 450.
Okay. Man, that's a big game for both of those guys. That has to happen. But I could see it being the thing that happens. Basically, in that case, you're betting on Ayuk kind of to be a non-factor, is what I would assume.
Well,
You're betting on it to be a heavy rush game with high usage for both those guys.
Yeah, but, you know, McCaffrey's going to get a lot of, like, passes, swing passes and stuff thrown to him, and Debo's going to get three or four carries. Mm-hmm. You know, Ayuk can still have a big game. But I don't think Purdy's going to, like, be lights out. He's a slow starter, and he hasn't really proven in a big game that he can excel. I mean, they've won big games, but has he been spectacular in any of them? You know, so I like that Debo bet because it adds the rushing yards effect to it. He can take off for 35 yards on one play on a rush.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. You know? I mean, yeah, we've seen that happen with both of those guys. Both of those guys feel explosive, like they can do it. Can I throw a couple at you that I like?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been doing really well with receptions lately. The ones that are like a little bit like, so Rashee Rice has been my guy, and he's been at that like 4.5 or 5.5 over 5.5 receptions. But for this game, he's at 6.5. I think that might be because it seems like the betting odds have been set to say, hey, San Francisco might come out to a, might get out, jump out to a lead, and Kansas City will have to throw a lot. So he actually has the same amount over under targets or receptions at 6.5 as Travis Kelce, which seems crazy to me because Travis Kelce is the guy, like the narrative here is that they're going to throw to Travis Kelce and a lot, right? Like whether he catches those is going to be the question. And Rashee is kind of that solid second option. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like there's anybody even close to that so Noah Gray is 1.5. Valdez Scantling, 1.5. Justin Watson, 1.5. Isaiah Pacheco is 3.5, but we know how they like to throw to him, whether it's in the flat or, you know, just downfield when they go 5 out or whatever. So I like some of those reception bets. I'm not sure I would take either of those, though. Like Kelce, they're going to cover him heavily. So I wonder if they go somewhere else in the game. I also find it funny that they were saying Kadarius Toney, who has had some off-field issues and things going on, is not even on the board. You know, the last Super Bowl, he was, you know, a big factor, but this season and like, especially in the playoffs, kind of seemed to be a non-factor, right? So he's not even on the board. They're saying he probably is going to be active and suit up to play, but him not even being on the board, I'm not sure he's even a factor. Though that does scare me that he might snake receptions away from somebody else. So let's get to some of the fun stuff, because the way I like to like bet on a Super Bowl is like, obviously you have a couple bets to get like the day going. So I like to bet on some of the fun props they have, you know, like some of these novelty things. So one of my favorites is the coin toss. Is it going to be heads or tails? And what I think is cool is DraftKings has it at plus odds for both. You can get them at plus 100 for heads, plus 100 for tails. A lot of other outlets have it as like a minus 110. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? What are you going to roll with for the coin toss? Because I know we both love to bet that on Super Bowl Sunday.
Tails.
I got
tails never fails. Yep.
Well, with the rhyme, that works perfectly, but I always roll with tails. I think it hit for me last year. I think it hit last year for tails. And I think all time, it's something like tails has hit 3 more times than heads, but it's a 50-50 proposition. It's going to be one or the other. So like, it's really like, you know, playing roulette without the zero or the double zero here. You're just playing a roulette color, essentially. So do you like, what else do you like? I also like that they have stuff like you can bet on the Gatorade color at the end of the game. What's going to be the color of Gatorade dumped on the winning head coach. The other one that's really fun is the jersey number of the first touchdown score. So it doesn't matter if it's Kansas City or San Francisco who scores first. You can bet on if their number will be over 22.5 or their jersey number will be under 22.5. So that gives you, you know, you can choose like the players that you have to choose carefully, but like Pacheco would be an under 22.5. He's number 10, right? You know, Mahomes is 15. He'd be under 22.5. But our guy McCaffrey is 23. Is that right? So that would put him right on the edge if you're taking the over. And then it'd be all the wide receivers. Like, you know, if you think somebody's going to score a touchdown there, like early in the game from wide receiver position, then that would be good. It gives you a lot of options. So I like that one because you can start off the game with a win or a loss. You know what I mean? But typically I tend to like to root for prop bets that are ones that will, that you have a chance to win up until the end of the game, you know, like whether it's receiving yards for a player, a touchdown score. So like, you know, if you think a guy's going to score a touchdown, bet on him to make that happen. And it can happen at any point up until the end of the game. Obviously, like, it just depends on the situation of the game too, and whether or not injuries happen, but I like doing some of those.
I have to kind of, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Tell me, what do you got?
I was just going to say that I have a number of props already in.
So give them to me. I want to hear them.
I have a lot of like the ones I gave you earlier are kind of like those are like the fantasy ones, right?
Okay.
But the fun stuff, but all of this is kind of right now, like the Super Bowl. It's like, I just want to have fun, be entertained.
Of course. So
I'm throwing money on kind of like all kinds of crazy stuff. But just kind of going back to what I was talking about earlier, like I have Nick Bosa at 2+ sacks just because I really want it to happen. And it's +350. And like I said,
that's pretty good.
Chiefs O-line is beat up. I think taking like San Francisco sacks or individual tackles on their frontline players is a good bet right now. It's good value in my opinion.
The only thing I worry about is Mahomes is pretty squirrely, you know, like seems to get, if it were against Goff or something like that and the Lions, I'd feel way better. Right. I don't know. I was like thinking of getting like an Oregon angle in here and rooting on a couple of the guys that play for San Francisco who have ties to the state of Oregon. So Eric Armstead, former Duck.
Yeah.
Is he going to have over 1.5 tackles or under 1.5 tackles? That's there. If you think he's going to have a sack or like a couple tackles, you can bet on him there. Diamador Lenoir is 3.5, former Oregon Duck as well. So you could bet on that one. And obviously he's in the backfield. So you're going to have in the passing game, he's got to record more tackles, but he's a guy who, you know, can do that. So we'll see. I mean, I do like that 1.5 sacks. What is the odds on that for you?
On Bosa?
Yeah.
+350. And it's not 1.5. It's 2.
Oh, it's just flat too. So it's a push.
2+.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
I wanted to tell you too, since we were talking about it earlier, something I noticed just on the build up to this.
Yeah.
I was an early investor in Red Gatorade +350. I'm looking at it. I'm going, they're both red centric teams.
Right.
We've never seen red. Never seen it in the Super Bowl.
It's never happened?
Never happened. So I took it at +350. I looked today, +250. The money's going in on red.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. That's an interesting angle. I always seem to, so I don't know why I've like almost never hit it, but I bet on, I think orange is the one I normally bet on because I think Gatorade and I think like they just do that classic orange color. it's only plus 300 right now, but it's like right in the middle of the pack as being like the game or the color that, you know, in terms of the odds. Clear is plus 1000. And I don't know which teams. I know there's some teams that just do straight water. So if, yeah, if there's that, you know, that's also, I mean, that would be super profitable if that hits, obviously, you know, yeah, that's 10 bucks to win 110 bucks if you place that one and it hits. So I don't know. I like that's a fun one. It's always, I always put five, yeah, bucks on that, but I don't know what I'm going to do yet. You're saying you're going red.
Yeah. I put $1,500 on it. No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't. But
you idiot.
I should.
No. Okay. Come on. No, all you right, should not. Don't put, okay, I mean, don't give the people that bad advice, John. What else do you have? What else do you have that's just interesting in terms of prop bets that you put in? It sounds like you put some in early, so you've got a few already.
Yeah, I went through. I mean, I knew we were going to record this, so I did it a couple nights ago. Just went through, mm-hmm, and threw some fun ones down. Either Purdy or Mahomes to throw a touchdown pass in the first quarter. It's not like a great odds bet, but I like it, so it'll just, it's minus 150. It'll just get you a few bucks profit on it, but it's, you know, I think it's going to happen. Yeah, I'm kind of,
you're heavy on the Niners, it seems like.
Yeah.
I mean, even if, Niners, even if you don't, that's the narrative that you have going in your head and what you're wanting to see. So I don't blame you. I yeah, do see some guys on, like some Kansas City touchdown scorers that I like, for example. But so what else do you have? Sorry.
I've kind of, yeah, I'm totally in on the Niners. Like I have McCaffrey to have 30 rushing yards in each half.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
You can get that at plus 120. That was like a special that DraftKings had. I don't know if they still have it, but I got it at plus 120. It would have been minus 140 regularly.
Man, I like
that's still available. I like it. But yeah, I'm totally heavy to the Niners. Now, like I said, I'll do some more. I'll do some more live bets and stuff. And some stuff leading up to it. And I'll probably take some Chiefs props, but I haven't really looked at that yet. I had to pick a side and I did. And now I've completely talked myself into it. I don't know what, you know, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I've convinced myself that the Niners are going to dominate the game. So that's what, okay, I went with.
All, yeah, right. I like it. I think you've got, those some good picks. I like, you know, like I said, I've been having some luck with receiving props. So that's kind of what I was heavy on. I took Justin Watson for Kansas City over 1.5 catches. It's at plus odds at plus 100. So I like that. I have to say from a San Francisco perspective, Kyle Juszczyk just needs to get one reception, is at minus 160. I bet that the odds were a little bit better early on. I think I got it at minus 150, but it's like, you know, a quick, easy bet and it could hit at literally any time of the game. But I could totally see, you know, first touchdown, they rush a couple times and then decide to, like, you know, do some play action, throw him a quick toss and he walks it in. Who knows, you know? So I think in terms of props, I liked a lot of receiving stuff. I like the other one is, you know, Purdy to throw touchdowns is one that I like because I feel if some of those guys like Debo can break tackles and run some stuff in, it seems like that's a way they could easily get it. Purdy can either struggle really heavily throughout the game and then kind of come alive late, or we've seen games where he's had like five touchdowns out of nowhere. You know what I mean? And so I don't really know what to expect from him on game day. I think obviously Shanahan's a pretty conservative coach, so I'm not sure I would take the 2+ touchdowns for him. I think I'd be more comfortable rolling with Mahomes on that. How about you?
Yeah, I do too. Like I said, I think it's going to be a ground, like grinded out game for San Francisco personally. Short passes, I think so too. Runs. I think, yeah, that, I mean, like, I think that they have to control the pace of the game that way. So, yeah, yeah. I would definitely take Mahomes on any touchdown props. If it's like 2+, absolutely.
Do you think kickers are a factor in this game?
I think that there's going to be plenty of scoring. Honestly,
you think so? You think it's going to be a higher scoring game then? Or do you think there's just going to, or you think it's just, I mean, what are you thinking this game kind of, what are you thinking it looks like?
you know, 32-27 or something like that.
Oh, okay. You have.
I haven't really thought about. I haven't thought about the like exact score that I, you know, I haven't really thought about that, but I think it's, mm-hmm. I think they're going to score plenty of touchdowns.
Okay. Yeah. I think, I don't know, man, just the way that Kansas City has played their offense. I mean, they've come through when they need to. And we've also seen San Francisco struggle like early in games, getting too in love with the run game. So I could see this game being shorter. I could see them running a ton through McCaffrey and Debo and this game mm-hmm. being in like the 20s, like a 24-20 okay. like game with it going yeah. for either team. I'm picking the Chiefs, but I see it in the 20s. I don't know. You're thinking it's going to be in the 30s?
I think it'll be, like I said, let's just say like 32-27 or something like that.
Okay.
Like, I think somebody's going to get into the 30s. Yeah.
So just to kind of wrap things up, aside from all the betting stuff, what would you think, or what would you like to see? What would be an awesome Super Bowl game for you? What's kind of the narrative that you want to see play out? Obviously you seem to be invested in the 49ers. So what is an awesome Super Bowl for you? What do you say?
Close game. I want it to be close. I want it to be down to the wire. I want the big name players on each side to have big games. I just want it to kind of be a electric game in that way. Just because they're fun. Those guys are so fun. McCaffrey, Kelsey, Rice, yeah. Kittle, Debo. Like there's like game breakers on both sides. And I don't know. Yeah. I'm into it. Like, something that I would like to throw a bet on. I don't know the odds right now, but like, I want to see like a kick return for a touchdown.
That would be crazy.
You know, wouldn't that be awesome?
It's happened. I mean, obviously yeah. in a Super Bowl before, so it would be awesome yeah. to see.
Yeah. Like the opening kickoff for a touchdown would be sweet. Like, I just want to see a good close game that's exciting and like makes you kind of forget that it's, well, I don't know how to put this, like not forget that it's the Super Bowl, but like have it just be like a, I don't know, just an electric game that kind of just it like any old Sunday, right? Where it's just like yeah. a knockdown drag out. Yeah. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
that's, no, it does. It totally does. Yeah. I like personally from my perspective, like how I like to enjoy Super Bowl Sunday, I like to relax a little bit. I'm going to be working throughout the game. So it's like, I'm kind of going to be watching and be on the computer. So it's, I get to do both things. Yay. but the I think for me, I kind of do want to see the storybook ending for the Chiefs. I would love to see like Kelsey, you know, win MVP. So we get a non-quarterback MVP. And then you get the Taylor Swift on the field and people go nuts. And all these NFL fans who have been hating the whole Taylor Swift narrative all year, they just melt in front of their TVs. Like yeah. that's kind of like the one I'm like, call me an anti-hero, but I'm rooting for that one a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not with me.
Well, no, it's funny. Like, the Taylor Swift thing, like I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to it, mm-hmm. but I did see where someone was pointing out like that she actually like hasn't been on TV that much. And people were like annoyed and they're like, I just don't want to see her on TV. And it's like, she hasn't really been on it much.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing I saw yesterday that I really liked, which has obviously been like a narrative all year from like some people in the media, that's just ridiculous, is like, yeah. Will Taylor Swift be a distraction to the Chiefs? I saw that today. Right. Like, will she be a distraction? And I immediately thought of like Chris Jones in the locker room just being like, you know, like, I just can't think. Like, he's forgetting his defensive calls because he just like, right. Taylor Swift is such a distraction. Yeah. I mean, it's like, how are these professional athletes supposed to perform when they're being distracted so much by Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I feel like some of these guys who have been like, is Taylor Swift a distraction? And now we see Kansas City in the Super Bowl. I feel like yeah. some of those talking heads and media personalities that have been like, she's going to be a distraction, they should be forced to eat dog poop live on TV. I mean, I think that's like the because come on. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're professionals. You know what I mean? Get out
yeah.
of here.
Yeah. And oh, no, it's yeah. She, yeah.
It's been nothing but fun, distraction. It seems like, for those guys. I mean, everybody from like the coach on down seemed to be in love with having her at their games. You know what I mean? And for me, as like a dad, a girl dad, I love that like my daughters have been into it. My wife is like, oh, I want to see, you know, Taylor on TV. They think it's cool. And I get them to watch the game with me. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
it's great.
I get why people could complain about it if it were constant and it were something that were like was really shoved in your face, but it's not. It's 30 seconds a game, and maybe the announcers mention it a couple times, but come on. I mean, like, it's a fun thing. It's a cool sideshow distraction, and I think it's fun for everybody, really. Speaking of which, so did you know I just wrote a story about this? It's on OregonLive.com. DraftKings and the Oregon Lottery sent out a reminder that they have in the novelty props, or it's the Super Bowl specials section of their like the Super Bowl page on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you go to, I believe it is Super Bowl special. Let's just go here first really quick. So it's Super Bowl specials. You can go down and there's a section called For the Swifties.
Okay.
So DraftKings has renamed, they've like put together a bunch of bets that are Taylor Swift themed. So for example, you can, it's like either named after songs or like numbers or things that have significance to Taylor Swift. So for example, the anti-hero bet is you're betting on Brock Purdy to have 250 or more passing yards and two or more touchdowns. If you place the anti-hero bet, let's say you put $10 on that, you'd win back 30 total. You'd get your original bet plus $20. It's a plus 200. You can get a crazy one is the blank space bet, which is Travis Kelce to score an octopus. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I hit it last year. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah,
it's, it hurts. It's to score both a touchdown and an ensuing 2-point conversion. That's a plus 3,000. That would be huge money. You know, depending on what your wager is on it, obviously. But there's tons of them. There's a friendships bracelets one. So Travis Kelce or Kyle Juszczyk to score the first TD is plus 600. That's the friendship bracelets bet. I love these. I gotta be honest. I'm going to probably like, I'll have my daughter help me pick one that she likes the best. And and have some fun with that.
There's absolutely. The mind pick of the week.
Yeah, exactly. The mind bet is Travis Kelce, 87 plus receiving yards, plus 190. The shake it off bet is 49ers score first, but Kansas City to win the game is a plus 350. I kind of like that bet. I could totally see that being the way this game kind of plays out. I would say that is my favorite of all these little silly ones that they've put out there. And another quick one, this one I actually am going to bet on because I love this one is You Belong with Rashee. So it's Travis Kelce or Rashee Rice. Either of those guys to score a touchdown in the first half is a plus 120. So the Kansas City's top two passing leaders, you're getting plus odds for either of them to score a first half touchdown. You think Kansas City's going to perform well and there's going to be scoring in this game, that seems like really good value to me. So I
like that one too. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. So I think that's a good Super Bowl for me is I'm going to be rooting for Kansas City, but I've got $20 on them and you put $20 on the 49ers. So both of us, one of us is going to win, Heavy J. One of us is going to take home a little bit of money and feel good about the way this game played out. And, you know, if we all come home winners, then what else is there in life, right?
So somebody's buying Tito's.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Sounds good. In my case, it would be Yogi's for my 3-year-old, you know, so you're going to have to buy me Yogi's or I guess I'd buy them for you. You know, I've got enough upstairs to feed an elephant. So, with that in mind, I think John, we're going to try and do this as a regular thing. I loved having you on. And I think that we'll try and have some other guests on and we'll talk sports betting in general as we go here. If anybody out there is going to bet on the Super Bowl, if you're curious about how to bet on the Super Bowl, go to OregonLive.com/betting. We have a ton of content. I wrote a real quick, like, how to understand odds, how to bet on sports, what the most popular topic terms mean, and what all these plus and minus numbers mean. So if you're a newbie to that kind of stuff, like, it's really easy to get into. Plus, we have a partner, Catena Media, who has all of these promotional links in a lot of our content. So if you click through on one of those, you can get special deposit bonuses for signing up with DraftKings, which is the only outlet from which you can bet on sports from your phone within the state of Oregon. So if you're in Oregon, you're going to bet on the Super Bowl. You can sign up with DraftKings. If you sign up for those links, you'll get some extra free bonus bets or promo bonuses upon your first deposit. You'll get some bet backs if you lose your first wager, some things like that. There's tons of awesome promotions you'll get. So check it out. If you don't want to sign up, that's cool too. I hope that everybody has an awesome Super Bowl. And I especially hope that you have a great rest of your weekend, John. You deserve it, buddy.
Well, thank you. You deserve it too. And I wish you the best of luck.
I wish you the worst. I'm trying to make some money, man. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Have a good Super Bowl Sunday. Maybe next time we'll talk some other sports. UFC, we've been having some fun betting on. You can talk about your strategy a little bit more. You can give us a little bit more insight on all the soccer stuff you've been doing.
Yeah, some NBA too. We'll talk Blazers.